Bible says tonight, Psalm 116, verse number 1, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death come past me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me, and I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul. For the Lord hath dealt bountifully with me. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, I love you tonight because you first loved me. Lord, I pray that spirit that's in this place tonight, I pray that you move on it in a mighty way, Father. Lord, I pray you set the captive free tonight. Father, that one that is maybe bound up tonight, Lord, I pray you set them free. Father, I thank you for this night. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your mercy, and I thank you for your grace tonight. I thank you that you showed up this morning, and you moved on baby Landry in a mighty way. Father, that baby's been through a lot, and I thank you for what you've done in her life. Father, you're using that young lady for nothing more than a testimony, Father, in your work and your mercy and your grace and what you can do. Father, I pray tonight that we never lose love one for another in this place. Father, I pray tonight that we sit down tonight for a few moments at the feet of Jesus and that you move in a mighty way. Father, I love you and I thank you. I ask you to guard my throat and guard my thoughts tonight. Father, I ask it all tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. As we come tonight in the book of Psalms, we see here that the psalmist said, I love the Lord. And when he came out on the scene, he came here and he said, I love the Lord. And he had a reason to love God and what God had done in his life. I ask you a question tonight. Do you have a reason why you love God tonight? Do you have a reason why that you love the Lord tonight like never before? Hey, tonight, can I say to you, the Bible says in 1 John chapter number 4 and verse number 19, we love him, talking about God. We love him because he first loved us. He first loved us is the reason that we love him. But tonight, I want to show you a few areas here tonight why the psalmist said that he loved the Lord. Number one tonight, he loved the Lord in verse number one because the Lord heard him. When he got to that place in his life and he called out to the Lord and he called out to God, God heard him there in his life. And tonight, can I say to you that when the Lord heard him, he heard his voice. Hey, can I say tonight when he heard that voice, he said, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and he heard my supplications. And that would be this tonight. Not only did he hear his voice, but he heard his request. When he got down on his knees and he started crying out to God, he heard his request in a mighty way. Tonight, can I say to you that God hears his children tonight. And tonight, when we get to that place in our life and we start crying out, God hears that. The psalmist said here, he heard my voice, he heard my request, and he heard my cry. I love this tonight when he says that because he has heard what I needed in my life. Tonight in Psalm 51 and verse number 17, you may ask, what does it take to move God? What must it take tonight that he hears my voice? What is it tonight that moves God tonight? Did you know tonight your troubles don't move God? Do you know the situation that you're in does not move God? Hey, tonight, can I say to you, there's not a storm in your life tonight that moves God. He never died for a storm in your life. He died for you, the one that is in that storm. And tonight you say, preacher, how can you say that? If that storm never leaves and that storm stays rapid in your life, you'll think that God may not love you because he's not removed that. So I got to know tonight that he didn't die for the storm, but he died for the person that is in the storm. And tonight in Psalm 51 and verse number 17, the Bible says tonight, the sacrifices of God are this tonight. You say, I want God to hear me. I want God to answer. I want God to get down on my level. If it's all about you, God won't ever meet up there. Hey, but when you get to that place and you say, Lord God, I need you. Here it is. Psalm 51, 17, the Bible says, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and a contrite heart. Oh God, thou wilt not despise. You say, preacher, what is that? A contrite heart tonight. What is that heart tonight that moves God? I say to you, number one, it is a remorseful heart. When you get to that place and you have remorse for the way that you've acted, you have remorse for the way that you've talked, you have remorse for things that are in your life. You know, there's some people don't never have no remorse. They have no remorse in their life. They have no repentance in their life. But here the psalmist said, if you want to know how to move God tonight, you've got to get to a place that you've got a broken heart, that you've got a contrite heart, one that would be remorseful, or one that would be repentant in what God has called them to do. And tonight I wrote this down in my notes here, and I believe this so true. I've never seen anyone cry out to God with a broken heart and he didn't answer. I have never seen anybody in the ministry that I've been in that has truly got to a place that they've had a broken heart and they cried out to God and God did not answer them at that moment in their life. You say, preacher, do you believe that tonight? I believe that with all my heart, because the Bible tells me if you come that way, you get before an almighty God and you cry out, that he will meet you there. He won't meet you there when you're up on the mountaintop every time. But I promise you this, when you get in that valley and you get low and you start calling out to God, he will meet you there. I thought about this story that was told about Elijah Huffman. He died in 1929, a great pastor. And Brother Garrett, we sing a lot of his songs. One of them being Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. The other one being, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? But I thought about another one he sung. He said he went to the house one day and was talking to a man and woman. And he got into that home, and that woman was in a bad place, and she hadn't heard from the Lord in a long time. And when they got there and they got to praying and they got holding hands, and all three of them got to praying, asking God to move, and they got praying and nothing was going on. And all of a sudden that woman threw her hands down and she said, I know what to do. I know what to do. Glory to God, I got the answer. I know what to do. And he said, what must you do? She said, I must tell Jesus. Amen. You know that old hymn we sing, I must tell Jesus. Tonight, can I say to you, now I love the Lord because I can tell him when I can't tell nobody else. Amen. I can tell him tonight. And that's when he penned that song now, I must tell Jesus. If all you ever do is tell your friends, you'll never get peace. If all you ever do is tell your spouse, you'll never get peace. You said, preacher, where did I get that peace from? Where did I get where I can love the Lord? You get that when you cry out to the Lord. I see number two tonight. Number one, that the Lord heard me. He heard my voice. He heard my request. And he heard my cry. But number two tonight, not only that, but in verse number two, he inclined his ear to me tonight. He inclined that ear to me. You say, what's the difference in him hearing me and inclining that ear to me? To incline his ear would mean he leaned in or he tilted to what he wanted to listen to. He leaned in just a little bit. He leaned into your problems. He leaned into your pains. He leaned into what you didn't know you could handle. He leaned in there when you called out to him and you got it with a repentant heart and you got remorseful and you say, God, I need you to touch me. You said, preacher, why in the world would God touch Landry this morning, the oxygen level not being right? How in the world can we come to an altar and be praying and God reach in? Because when he sees his people of God praying and doing what he's called us to do, you know what he does? He don't only hear us, but he inclines into us. He leans on in. He gets right there where it's at. You know what? Tonight I've got two children and I listen to them a lot, but when they're just blowing smoke, I don't listen that much. Come on now, talk to me, somebody. Hey, you don't listen that much. But when one of them gets to crying, you can have 100 kids in a room and let your baby get to crying, and you know who it is. You let 100 people get in that room and that baby get to crying, you ain't got to wonder if it's your baby or not. You know that baby's voice. You incline to that. You hear that. You listen to that. You get close to that. Why? Because that's what a father and a mother does. They incline that ear. They listen to the problems of their children. Can I say to you tonight that God is the best father that you will ever have? He inclines that ear. He listens. He hears what we need in our lives. But look at me, if you will. He says, not only does the Lord hear me, but he inclines his ear to me. Look what he says here in verse number 2. Even though, look what he says, because he has inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death come past me. When did he listen to the psalmist? When sorrow was all around him. When everything around him was nothing but sorrow, he listened. When pain was all over him, he listened. Tonight, I wonder who I'm talking to. Sorrow's all about you. You feel like pain's all over you tonight. He'll incline his ear to you. Not only was sorrow all around me, not only was the pains of hell had got a hold upon him, but he said, I found trouble and I found sorrow. This is what he said. He said, there was trouble on every corner. Everywhere I turned, seemed like trouble. But he said, you know what? I still love the Lord. Why? Number one, because he heard me. And number two, he inclined his ear unto me. He said, preacher, what is that tonight? If you'll turn with me tonight to Mark chapter number 5, I want to look tonight in verse number 6 and verse number 7 tonight, what the Bible says here about the maniac at Gadara. You remember what that maniac did? He was out there cutting himself. He was out there in the tombs living just any old way. And I want you to know, when Jesus showed up, things changed. And can I say to you tonight, when Jesus shows up, things will change in your life and it'll change in my life. And tonight I see what he says here in verse number 6. You're talking about the Lord heard him and he inclined his ear unto him. Here's what he said. And the maniac, but when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him. He said, what do you mean, preacher, tonight? He ran to right where Jesus is and he was begging him for help. He was needing what only God could give him. And look what he said. And he cried with a loud voice. He done got remorseful. He done got in his life where he knew he needed a change. And said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God, and that thou torment me not. I wrote this down in my notes, and I believe this in my heart. He said he was begging the Lord to help him, and he said that he ran to the Lord. I'm not sure how far the Lord is from you tonight, but I'm thankful he's in running distance, don't you? I don't know how far he is. I don't know how far he's away from you. I don't know how long it's been since you've been right there in the presence of God. But I thank God tonight that he is in running distance tonight. You can get right to where he is because he loves you. I say tonight I love the Lord, number one, because the Lord heard me. Number two, because he inclined his ear unto me. He listened to what I had to say. Wasn't that something? That he listened to what I had to say. But only that, the psalmist said here, when we go back to Psalm 116 tonight, not only did he do that, but the Lord delivered me. He delivered me. It's one thing to listen. It's another to incline an ear. You ever listen to somebody? You ever inclined an ear and heard the problem that was going on and said, uh-oh, I don't want nothing to do with this. Stuck your nose in? Got your nose all up in it and said, I don't want to fool with that. I don't want to get in that. The psalmist said, not only did he hear me, not only did he incline his ear to me, but he helped me. I don't know about you tonight, but I thank God he's my help tonight. Look with me tonight, if you will, in what he said here. He says then, in verse number 4, then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, or I beg thee, deliver my soul. And here's what the psalmist said about the Lord. He said, this is what I want you to know about him tonight. He said, gracious is the Lord. No matter what you've done in your life, he said, he's gracious. He's gracious to forgive. He's gracious to heal. He's gracious to help. And he's gracious to deliver. He said, the Lord is gracious. Gracious is the Lord. He didn't only say the Lord is gracious. He said, and righteous. Yeah, our God is merciful. He said, the Lord is gracious and the Lord is merciful. He said, well, what makes him so gracious and what makes him so merciful? A great God that he is, a Savior that he is, high as he is lifted up, and as low as we are, he still invites us to come. You know, to get an invitation to something, you most times got to be a friend of that party. To get an invitation, you have to meet certain qualifications. You have to be a part of that. But you know what? Jesus says, come on. Just come just as you are. Look what he says tonight in the book, if you will, with me to Matthew chapter number 11 and verse number 28 tonight. Matthew chapter number 11 and verse number 28 tonight. I want to show you this. Not only did the Lord hear me, not only did he incline his ear to me, but the Lord delivered me. He's gracious, he's merciful, and the Lord has an invitation for everybody. I am so thankful tonight for his invitation on my life. I'm so thankful tonight that I didn't have to meet qualifications for him to invite me to come. Not one qualification did I have to meet for him to invite me to come. Not my stature, not where I'm at, not my family. You know what? Tonight, God put me in the ministry. He called me and put me in the ministry. Mama and Papa didn't put me in. God put me in. Boy, that right there will change a lot. Billy Graham said this. He said, and Adrian Rogers backed him up on this, and I thank God for this. And I don't know where this is going, but I'm just going to lay that nugget out there. He said this. He said, beware of wolves in sheep's clothing. And here's what Billy Graham said, and Adrian Rogers both said. He said, you don't have to look far if you want to find a wolf. Just look in the pulpit. He said, if you want to find a wolf, you ain't got to look far. Just look in the pew. And tonight he said that the Lord will deliver me. Let me give you this. He's gracious, he's merciful, and he invites all to come. Matthew chapter number 11 and verse number 28, look what the Bible says. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That is one place tonight. If you can't find rest nowhere else, you can find it in the presence of God. You can find that rest right where God would have you to be. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and I'm lowly. Tonight, if you're carrying a burden that's more than you can bear, you can be sure tonight that burden is not of God. Because he said his burden is light. If that burden overwhelms you and it's too heavy and you can't hardly hang on to it, you just remind yourself that burden is not of God. He'll never burden you that far. Look what he says tonight. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Yesterday we ate pizza and cheese built and all kinds of stuff that I'm not used to eating late at night. I was laying in bed last night about 10 o'clock and talking about the Lord hears you and he answers your cry. And he's taking the nursing station. I hollered at him. Hey, yeah, I said, you know how to take blood pressure? Yeah. Come on here. Come on in here. I need to get in here. I was laying in the bed there. Brandy's laying there right asleep. You gonna check my blood pressure? She said, yeah. I said, my goodness, you're pumping that thing. You said, you know what you're doing. I might have to feel my heart beating in my arm, you know? She got that thing cut off. Good. And she pumped that thing up and she listened to it. And I said, what do you think? She said, it's okay. This ain't what I asked. And what do you think? How is it? I need to know. I want you to tell me, is my blood pressure good? Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. She said, Mama, can I check yours? She pumped Mama's up and she said, boy, yours is good. I said, wait a second. No. Mama didn't call you in here. I need to know. She said, well, Daddy, yours is like, doop, 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 doop. I can hear it, but it ain't real strong. I said, okay. So what about your mama? She said, oh, Mama's is like, doop, 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 doop. I said, okay. And then Brady said, here's how I can tell you how it is, and how your heart is mine. I said, tell me how it is. You know how it's going to go. She said, yours is like a car. Womp, 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 womp. And she said, mine's like, vroom. I said, thank you for that. And as I got thinking about that, I got thinking about this sermon that I preached the other night, Brother Heath, down there at the same. Tonight, if my heart ain't vroom, spiritually, how do I get it to go vroom? How do I get it there? I've got to get to the place in my life that I love the Lord more than anything else. There's nothing that can stop me, nothing that can detour me, nothing that can hold me back. I love the Lord. That's the attitude you got to get. That's the mindset you got to get. And when you get there, you'll understand that the Lord hears your cry. And he inclines that ear unto you. He turns that ear. He listens. And he delivers. I ask you tonight, and I wonder this question tonight as we think about this tonight. When was the last time you cried out to the Lord? I'm not talking about praying. I'm talking literally on your face before Almighty God, crying out, asking God to move and asking God to help in your life. Back up. Sister Johnson. I'm sorry, Sister Johnson. I remember that night at the house, you gave your life to Jesus. You cried out, tears flowing down your face. You cried out. Other people in this room, I've seen it on your face where you cried out to God. You've been in an altar and you cried out. Are you glad he answered you that night? Best decision in your life, ain't you? So glad you accepted that invitation. He said, come. Tonight, I want to share this with you this week. Here, get before the Lord. He said, this is the reason I love him. No matter what you got going on in your life, you can get before the Lord, and I promise you, he will hear you. He hears his children. You know why a lot of time our prayers go unheard, we think? Because we're not humbled down. We're not at a place where we're begging and we're pleading and we're asking and we're moving him and we're wanting him to move. And if he don't move, it ain't going to happen. You know, I want to be there in my life where I say, Lord God, I want you. I want you to move. I want you to fix. I want you to deliver. I want you to help. I want you. I want you. I want you. Tonight he says, if there's any of you heavy laden, come. 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 Baby Rowdy back there, getting ready to be born. Talked to Brother Chad on the phone. Big strong man. Big strong man. Talked to Brother Caleb. Big strong man. tears on the phone. Why? Because it's out of their hands. Who was they crying to? They weren't crying because their babies are wimps. They're men's men. Why was they crying? Because they want God to move and help in a mighty way. All over this room tonight, I can tell you men and women that have cried their eyes out before God, and He moved. Tonight, if you need God to move in your life, you get at His feet. The psalmist said, this is why I love the Lord. When I cry, He answers. He turns that ear, and He answers my call. Tonight, if you need Him to answer, He's just in running distance. He'll meet you right there tonight. Father, I love you, and I thank you for this night. Lord, I thank you for the sweet spirit that's in this room. Lord, I thank you tonight. This is the reason why I love you tonight, because you first loved us, Father. Lord, love me, Father. I thank you for that. I didn't have to clean up for you to love me. I didn't have to get right for you to love me. Father, you loved me while I was in my most sinful, rotten state. Lord God, you loved me. You shined your love down on me at that moment in my life. Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you for your mercy and your grace. I thank you for your long-suffering. I thank you for your goodness tonight. Lord, I pray you move through this service tonight. Lord, I pray for the one that has anything going on tonight that you just move on it. Lord, I pray once again tonight for Sister Baby Landry tonight. Sister Landry, I'll call her back tonight, Father. Lord, I pray for her tonight. I pray you touch her. Lord, tonight as Brother Hayden had to go to work, Lord, I know he didn't want to leave that baby. But Father, I pray tonight you give him a good night at work. Lord, I pray tonight for Kenji and Sister Kim is there at the hospital. Lord, bless them. Watch over them. Help them. Lord, get that baby to come home. Lord, we beg that and we plead that in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' holy, precious name, all of God's people say, amen.